Sir?
Castillo? Julian?
Yes. Castillo, okay. Mr. Castillo, once again, would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
J-U-L-I-A-N, Julian, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, Castillo, 209-311.
Okay, Mr. Castillo, you're appearing for those on the Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 21st of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And I understand, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
More likely, yes.
Okay. Okay, you can not see us because we're doing this by phone, sir, but there are three board members participating in your hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Castillo and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yeah. I do, at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant in the exhibits line. And the very bottom of the page, there is a typo where it states task report dated January 16th, 2018. The correct date should be January 22nd, 2018.
Should be January 22nd instead of January 26th.
Or January 16th.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any objection to the amendment? Hearing no objections, we will move forward. Okay, Mr. Castillo, as I indicated, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Once I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false, sir. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7. It's demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 11, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated January 22, 2018. So is that true or false?
No, that's true.
Okay. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2. It's demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Tucson Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 16, 2018, as directed on December 13, 2017. Sir, you were actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you so much, Mr. Castillo. Based upon the admission of Mr. Castillo, I'm going to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision. He was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, Mr. Castillo, we're going into the phase two of your hearing. Now, in phase two, we begin that by receiving some background information on you, and then once we get that information, we're going to come back and talk with you. You can talk with the board members and tell the board what you need to tell the board before the board makes a determination whether to revoke your commitment to supervision or to continue your supervision. So please remain quiet as Mr. Westby will give us some background information. Mr. Westby, sir.
On May 3rd, 2017, Mr. Castillo was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 20th, 2018 by Tucson PD, noting charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 20th, 2018, with an adjusted employee supervision end date of December 7th, 2018, which reflects 185% on days. Current conviction, 2010, dangerous drug violation, 8 years. Prior convictions, 2006, theft, 1 year. 2008, resisting arrest, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score, 4-4. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 2. STG name information notes, he's an admitted Sereno and Border Brothers STG suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS release of Scondra, Dee Davis, Board of BOEC. 2009, TIS release completion, 1 month. His disciplinary violations are significant with violence, weapons, and rioting noted. Other arrests, 2000, unauthorized use of vehicle, Texas, juvenile probation. 2001, possessed marijuana, 2 counts, Texas, disposition unknown. 2002, robbery, Ohio, disposition unknown. 2004, unauthorized use of vehicle, Texas, county jail. 2005, escape, Oklahoma, felony conviction, probation. 2006, theft, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2010, shoplifting, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is G7B8.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Espy. Okay, Mr. Castillo, we're back to you, sir. We do take note that when you were released, according to what we've seen, you were to go to the El Pueblo halfway house down there in Tucson. And I believe after you left there, then you were placed in without placement program at the Pima Reentry Center there for a while, which is an excellent program. And then you also, I guess, was placed at the Gospel Rescue Mission, and then you moved up to
4th. Address, my house?
Yeah, your address, 413 East 36
Street.
And Tucson.
Yes.
So where did you go after you left your house, sir?
Honestly, I'm not a Latina, I had to go to Mexico because my grandma passed away. And if I were to ask for permission, I know I wouldn't get it, and I don't want a chance. It was my last time I was going to see my grandma, so I had to do what I had to do. But since the last time I went to pee, it was because of that. And I don't want to see my parole. When I got back, when I came back to Mexico, I got covered with my gym bag and everything I had because I was really coming out from Mexico. As a matter of fact, I got caught by Border Patrol. I went to the Border Patrol and then they put me over here.
Okay, sir. We're sorry to learn about the death of your family, so please accept our condolences.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
But inasmuch as you have been a part of the system before, one time you were revoked, the other time you completed it in 2009, you knew that you were not supposed to leave the country without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. I know that you felt that you probably would not have been given that opportunity, but that's just one of the requirements. And then you were gone for 185 days, which is something that you... While you were out, did you have any employment at all, sir? Did you find a job while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir. I was working right there at 10th and 7th Avenue. It's like I was doing construction with Julian Morales.
Mm-hmm.
And my PO knew about it, so I was doing good until I found out I called my grandma and my auntie answered the phone and she said she had passed away. So
when did your grandma pass away, sir?
She passed away last year in 2017. Like around December, like it was past New Year. I was past New Year, cause I remember going over. I remember leaving, but it was New Year's.
Okay.
Well, like the 15th, 16th of January.
Okay, and let me ask another question, sir. I did take note that while you were out. Quite early on the way, you just kept moving THC, I think that's marijuana. Why were you using so much marijuana, sir?
Actually, I had my weed card. I was medical provided, so I was not smoking it like illegally. I asked my PO if I was okay to get my weed card, my medical card, and said it's okay. So I went and got it, and I was smoking it because I have back problems. Well, not a back, I have surgery problem on my hip. So I was just getting it so I don't have to take no pills. That was how I was smoking the weed. But I was cool with my PO because he said...
Amphetamine? Why did you use that, sir?
Honestly, I guess, I made a mistake and I smoked it, but I'm not really a methamphetamine addict, you know. It was one of met these girls, and I went and they wanted to party, so I ended up staying at the motel with them, smoking. It was only one day thinking, like, that's it.
Okay, so that's why you was at that motel. Okay, sir, you was there having a good time. You had nothing to run a meal and just having a time with your life, sir. And then you ended up being incarcerated again.
I was being in prison for 7 years, you know, so honestly, I should have known better and, you know, not come back to this place, you know. But only God knows why got me here, so I know I can say nothing more, you know. I mean,
okay, so
I know I can do whatever I have to do, but I, you know.
Okay, I'm going to see if one of the board members might have some questions for you, sir.
Okay.
I don't see any questions at this time coming from one of the board members. This is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
No, that's it, man. You know, I mean, it's up to you guys, you know. I mean, I know I should have been better than this, and I made a mistake, you know, but I was doing good, you know. I said I didn't want to pull one no more because of my grandma, but that's it.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and following this discussion, the board will make its determination.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Hi, Mr. Castillo is a very interesting person. He says that he wanted to do the right thing, and he had this emergency in terms of death in his family. I believe it was his grandmother. And he ended up going down to Mexico to be with his family.
In Mexico.
Without the approval of his parole officer. And as a result of that, he was sentenced to 185 days. In addition to that, I also found that he used some amphetamine and meth as well, which he could not use that legally, and he was on supervision. With that being said, I think it would be in his best interest just to complete his term, and so and when he gets out in December, then he won't have to report to a parole officer. But that's just one board member's feeling. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing nothing from other board members, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Castillo violated the terms and conditions of supervision, in which is he used methamphetamine, and also that he was suspended for 185 days and that he left the country, although he had a reason, but he did leave the country without the prior approval of his parole officer. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second. Great.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on, according to what we have, December the
7th.
The 7th, and you, at that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You're going to be on your own at that time, so we wish you the best. And please, sir, don't get in trouble anymore, and so we don't want to see you in Orange again. We want to see you being a productive citizen, whether you remain here or whether you go back to Mexico. So please, sir, be a productive one in this way. End your hearing, and please put the phone down and let the next one come forward, sir.
All right, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.